A House resolution, H.R. 1369, is making its way through Congress. Among other things, it calls for the Secretary of State to begin diplomatic efforts with North Korea and to produce a report laying out a roadmap toward a formal peace agreement. East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee says it's well past time to begin easing tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
It's time that we wake up from our collective amnesia to remember the death and destruction that this war entailed and chart a new path forward, one based on global peace and security and rooted in human security.
But opponents of the resolution said the resolution doesn't require anything of North Korea, such as ending provocative shows of force in the region, like its periodic missile launches and threats, or making any effort to improve its human rights abuses. Henry Song is director of the One Korea Network. The group held a conference on the Korean situation Wednesday.
We're basically acknowledging and giving status to the regime, North Korean regime, that it does not deserve unless it comes forth and apologizes or corrects its wrongdoings and gives up its nuclear ambition. They just tested some rocket launches and missile tests yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Dan Leaf is a retired Air Force three-star general and deputy commander of the U.S. Pacific Command. He said after 70 years, the best way to honor the lives of Americans who died in the Korean War is to finally bring it to an end.
As we mark the 70th signing of the armistice, there is no better way to honor the sacrifice of the 36,651 Americans who gave their lives in combat than to end the war that took them from us.
But Henry Song of the One Korea Network said it's important to remember that the Korean conflict started with a North Korean invasion of the South, and that there's no indication in the past 70 years that the North Korean government has given up its aggressive tendencies.
The only reason why that has not happened is because of the presence of American troops on the Korean Peninsula. Once that's gone, we all know South Korea, even though it is not the same South Korea in 1950, that risk is still there. And not only risk to South Korea, but also to the United States, Japan, the whole Indo-Pacific region.
The Korean War, which broke out in 1950, was the first military conflict of the Cold War. The U.S. has no diplomatic relations with North Korea. Denuclearization talks with the North have been stalled since 2018. The Biden administration says it's ready to negotiate with the North without preconditions. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.